Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
What's up, folks? How are you? It's Billy Borelli, and it's my Laugh Chat. It's not yours, is it? Just listen up, shut up, sit down, shut your face, and listen in, because you're about to be serenaded for the next half hour of my voice. Why am I going to half an hour? I could go longer. However, lately, I've just been, screw it. I've been out of material, you know. I'm trying to keep it clean. Well, you know, trying to. I mean, what's a curse word here and there? You know what I mean? It's like that movie, Falling Down, where the cop goes, "You don't curse. You don't say fuck or shit. I can't trust a man that doesn't curse." And these were, he was supposed to be a cop. So, you know, I'm trying. What are you going to do? What's up? I'm burping up my lunch. I had a steak burrito, and I'm loving it. So if you want to call in, the number is 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. The holidays are here. Yes, it is cold. It is November. 2 weeks. And it will be Thanksgiving. And of course, if you're at one of those jobs, they're going to go, "So it's going to be Thanksgiving? What are you thankful for?" There's always somebody at the job, probably a manager, trying to suck up and look good. "What are you thankful for? We're all going to go around and have a meeting, and we're going to say what we're thankful for." Every single year, somebody's job does that. Does your job do that? "Okay, everybody, so we're going to say what we're thankful for." I should go, "You know, I'm thankful that I'm not homeless out on the street, chucking sandwiches that were given out to me by passing people, shitting myself, pissing myself, sleeping face down on the sidewalk. I'm thankful that I'm not quite like that." "They're homeless, though. They can't help it." You know, San Francisco has the most liberal people. It's like, you know, the most. I'm born and raised there, and it's like the mecca of liberalism. Like Saudi Arabia, Mecca is the mecca of Allah. Allahu Akbar. We're going to talk about that soon. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I know I'm not supposed to do it. My neighbors are probably like, "What the hell is he talking about? Allahu Akbar, let's go kill him and eat his guts and wear his skin as a coat." Don't stone me. And don't give me the bullshit racist shit. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Because I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to tell you something right fucking now. There's my curse word. Right now, people in France are getting slaughtered. Yes, they're getting slaughtered. By whom? ISIS. They're getting slaughtered by the people that are going, "Allahu Akbar," and they're killing them one at a motherfucking time. And these people are frightened. They're tweeting and they're texting, "Police, get your asses in here. One for four. Get in here and slaughter the terrorist. Hit them with the old bagel and the baguette. Hit them harder. Where are the Germans?" The Germans are like, "Fucking the you. All right, see? You didn't want us back then. You don't want us now. Fucking the you. Okay, we are going to do this here in the Austin. So right now, ISIS is claiming, and they're going around, killed. There's like four separate incidents, and there's like over 100 people dead. The president of France, whatever, I guess president, he closed the borders. Let me repeat that. He closed the borders. Now, you don't hear people going, eh, sacre bleu, what a racist. He closed the border. Yeah, he closed the fucking border because he doesn't want any more ISIS to come in and kill and slaughter any more people. He doesn't want that to happen, so he closes the borders. You can't get in. You can't get out. We're going to find you, and we're going to cut your fucking nuts off. Nobody's calling him a racist. However, same color, different language, Donald Trump says, we need to close our borders. You racist. Let me repeat that. Same color, different language. Same thing. So we're going to wait. We're going to wait until something happens in the U.S. Something major besides 9/11. Something else. And then he's going to close the borders. I wonder if they're going to say racist then. Probably not. Anyway, ISIS is making the claim that they're doing these killings. And France is like, nah, we ain't having it. Guns are not. We'll hit them with baguettes. We'll hit them with French toast. We'll hit them with French toast dipping sticks. Whatever the fuck it takes. We'll hit them with some frog's legs. We are going to hunt them down and we are going to find them. Now, remember the it was a while back. It was, what was it, earlier this year? Charlie Hebdo or whatever it was. And there's another attack, another major thing. France is in the news again. Now, Obama's going, hey, well, I can't be one up by that. I'm going to say that we're, you know, France, we're, he's going and he's saying that they're taking care of ISIS, the United States is. I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, he's trying to get his ass back in the news. Whenever something happens, Russia, in the meantime, is just mollywopping ISIS. They're just, they don't give a fuck. They're loading up their AKs with drum mags. They're drinking vodka and they're just blasting away and they're hitting with precision. They're not bombing hospitals. Forget about that. Your Queen Obama bombed a hospital and then proceeded to shoot the people running out of it. Well, and he's still the greatest president ever? Really? You fucking insane? Are you insane? Let me repeat that. Obama put the order to bomb this hospital. It was filled with people, not terrorists. Bombed it and then shot the people running out of it. But yet, he's still the greatest president ever. And I bet you, if somebody were to hear what I'm saying, they'd say, you're a racist. Get the fuck out of here. I'm just calling it as I see it. Facts. Who, what, where, when, and why. Facts. The fact is, he fucked up. Now, he apologized, and everybody's like, eh, okay, you're good to go. Yeah, that's fine. Like, really? What's going on in France? Why? Why is this happening? You won't hear about shit in the United States. They don't give a fuck. You know what they care about? Free school. They want to talk about free schools, free college education, and debt forgiveness. Yes, you heard it here. Not first, but you heard it here. This unnamed college student goes on a TV talk show and says that we should do debt forgiveness in free schools. She wants the 1% richest people in the U.S. to pay for the schools. She wants them to pay more taxes. So the host broke it down. They were already paying this much and this much and this much and this much. You want them to pay more? And she's like, yeah. No, bitch, let me tell you something. Why don't you, you know what? Here's why she's doing it. Because she's too butt ugly to strip, like most college girls are doing nowadays. You know how they're paying for their school? They're stripping. They're making $2,000 a weekend, and they're going to school. They're paying for their own shit. Because why? They have to eat. And who's going to help them eat? Look in the mirror. That's who's responsible for you. That person in the mirror. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Or as Kylie Jenner would say, I'm looking at the woman man in the mirror. They want free schools and debt forgiveness. And now they're marching. There's the Million Student March. Bitch, you're too ugly to strip. That's why. That's why you're too ugly to strip. That's why you want a free school, because no one else is going to pay for it. And now you want the people that worked hard to get their money. And don't give me the bullshit about, no, they stole it. No, they worked for it. You show me where they stole it and I'll believe you. Until then, I don't think they should pay a fucking red cent. If they have a company, that's who they're responsible for, paying their employees. Those of you that have started your businesses from the grassroots level and are still running them, I salute. You are the backbone of the United States. You are the successful people. These ones asking for free handouts because they figure they are entitled to it, you should have talked to your fucking parents. They shouldn't have had you. They shouldn't have had sex. The minute they had you, they were responsible for you. They're responsible for raising you legally until the age of 18 in the U.S. or age of consent is 16 in other states for you pervos out there. Speaking of pervos, caller, got you on the line. Go ahead. Area code 510. What's up?
Pervo.
That was a nice lead-in, man. That was great. What do you think so far?
I think you're right about people wanting something for free when they haven't worked for it.
Right. They're handouts. They're doing a little bit too much. It's like me, begging. E-begging.
And wait a minute. Aren't we already paying for free the uninsured?
Yes. Oh, good question. Oh, Mr. Obamacare, we are now paying additional taxes for those people that can't afford it. Well, you know, I can't afford it. And I don't have insurance. And now I'm paying for somebody else's insurance, but I don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying.
Mm-hmm. So isn't that a catch 22?
It is. It's a catch 22. It's like I'm giving handouts to people. Because that's just it. You know, I'm working for free and it sucks. I'm paying for somebody else to have their asshole looked at when I can't even have my own looked at.
Not even in the mirror, huh? Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. Have you heard, you know what? What I want to do? Do I want to try something different? Oh, okay. So the reason why I brought up the whole school thing is the quote-unquote poopsticka. In Missouri, there's apparently a student that went on a hunger strike. Now, this student that went on a hunger strike, his daddy makes about $8 million a year working for the railroad.
That's all?
And he was on a hunger strike because of racism on the campus. Now, I don't deny that there's racism on campuses. I don't deny that there's racism in the school system in the U.S. I'm not denying that. What I am going to say is, if you don't provide solid proof, then it didn't fucking happen. Case in point, somebody at Missouri said that somebody drew a swastika on the bathroom wall in shit. So somebody took a turd or toilet tissue or paper towel. Somebody was bold enough to grab some shit and draw a swastika, which I highly doubt, on the side of the bathroom wall. Now, here's the problem I have with that. Nobody's seen it. Nobody has took a picture of it. You mean to tell me, in our society, with everybody and their mother and a newborn baby and a fetus with a damn camera and a camera phone, that they didn't take a picture of this? They're quick to shove a camera in a cop's face just for being a cop. Oh, I'm taking a picture of you. Okay. Oh, you're being a cop. You should do something. I'm on a break. Oh, we're paying your taxes. I pay my taxes. Okay. Get the fucking camera out of his face. You're antagonizing him. Okay, so TV Voice Town says, Alan the Punker likes to play with poop. It's true. I don't know who Alan the Punker is, but would he be the one that drew this poop sticker? What do you think, Drew? Did he draw the poop sticker? I don't know. But all I know is
proof of life. Proof of life, dude.
All I know is what the fuck is going on? Nobody took a picture of it. Nobody's even claiming that they saw it. Not one person is coming out going, you know what? I saw it. I took a picture of it. I took a selfie with it. I checked its consistency. I tasted it, and it was poop. Nothing. Nothing.
No peanuts in the teeth, no corn, no There's nothing.
There was no peanuts. There was no corn and peas. There was no oatmeal. There was no toilet paper. I mean, if you're going to make something up, be legit. Have some proof. Have some proof.
Have true diarrhea of the mouth.
Yes. You know, I mean, where are these people coming from? You know what they need to do is, this is what kills me. We need to go, these people need to go to Ancestry.com and find out their true roots of who they really are. And what the fuck, who gave birth to you? This can't be real. Like, when we were growing up, back in the 80s and 90s, you wouldn't hear of shit like this.
Literally.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. This is what I'm thinking. Let me see if I can, what the hell's going on here?
They want attention. They want attention.
Yeah. Here we go. All right, I'm trying to.
You ever wondered about your family's history? Here at Ancestry.com, we do all the work for you with our large database of clients. However, very few of us actually descended from kings and queens and noblemen. So here's a brief sample for us not-so-fortunates. Perhaps you were a descendant of the town drunk Seamus O'Malley, who started the first brothel in downtown Dublin. Or perhaps your longtime relative was a maidservant or a concubine for Attila the Hun. Or you were probably related to the Indian slaying lieutenant that served in Custer's army. Hey, he had it coming. Or your great-great-great-great-grandma was one of Thomas Jefferson's good time girls. But then again, you might be lucky and be related to someone that actually made a difference in life. But for others, not so much. Because at Ancestry.com, some things are better left in the past.
You know, it's like how do these people function? How do these people function? What birthed them to think that way? What
liquor.
Teased somebody to react that way?
Liquor.
Liquor in the front, poker in the rear. No. What I'm thinking is just entitlement. Entitlement means that they just think that they could do what they want.
Help themselves.
They think they're entitled to, oh, well, I'm a human, so gimme, gimme, gimme. I can't, it's unbelievable. Like, I my roommate is 20-something years old. Now, he's not like that. He's actually very cool, very educated. He's young. He's about 27. And, you know, this cat. No. Yeah, he's colored. He's colored peach. We all have a color. I'm peach too. Peach is a color. Flesh is a kind of flesh.
Magenta.
You know, they stop naming makeup now. Flesh. It's like not flesh color. Oh, why has it got to be flesh? All right, blood. Makeup is blood. Just smear it on. It's poo. Smear it on the wall. Smear it on your face. Eat it. Tastes just like poo. Watch out for the peanut.
Watch out for the corn.
It's like, what? I don't get what the entitlement is. Why do people feel that they deserve something for doing fucking nothing? I don't get it.
They're lonely.
You know, it's a mental illness. Like, for example, Bruce Jenner. He just got his award for being Woman of the Year. Woman of the Year. He hasn't been even a woman for the whole year. And he got Woman of the Year. How about a woman for 6 months? Dude, you just came out. You have not been a woman for a whole year. You've been pretending to be a woman for your whole life. You've only been a woman for 3 weeks. You got woman of
the year.
Did
he have his period? Did he get his period yet?
You get, which man, you got your period? Give me a cranberry juice.
Natural diuretic.
He still, yes, he has a penis. That's his Woman of the Year award. He got to keep his penis. Hey, woman, would you like your award? It's like, fuck.
Wow. That's hot.
You know what they were doing in Houston? I think I brought this up on my last show, is that they said they were trying to incorporate the restrooms. So boys can use girls, girls can use no. Like, you know, transgenders can use whatever the fuck bathroom they want to. If they want to use a hole in the ground, they can just lay on their stomach and point their dick down into the hole, and they'll be okay. A cop will just walk by, it's a transgender, no problem. But if
floor
you're a bum,
fornication.
Motherfucker,
floor
get up.
Floor fornicating.
They voted it down, by the way. They're giving privacy to girls, you know, and I don't think there's rampant homosexuality. I mean, it's not like, you know, the boys are going to be like, oh, well, I want to pee in a girl's locker room, so because I don't want other guys. You know, that's the way it's always been. Sports, locker rooms, gym, high school. When you're involved in sports and you're involved in team activities, you're going to see other dicks. That's just the way it is. You're going to see, you know, women, they're going to see other vags. What happens when you turn about 13 and you get your first boner? You're going to be like, ouch. And then you're going to be like,
I got mine when I was 9.
Touch it. All right. I think I can.
I got mine when I was 9. I got mine when I was 9.
It's like when I got my first boner, I was like, hey, it's broken. Then I'm like, no, it's not. Until I touched it a few more times, and I'm like, I fucking did break it. But I'm not bleeding. No, but it's like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, Jihad John, Johnny boy, John, hey, John boy, you don't know me. Tell him you don't know me. Hey, John, why don't you give these chairs
back
there?
Die hard.
Jihad John is back in the news. You know, mister, what I'm going to do is I'm going to first talk a lot and then I'm going to cut off this guy's head. That was the guy, the original guy with the knife, and he was, like, pointing. And well, apparently he's dead now. Yeah, he's dead. I don't know what happened. Maybe he got his head cut off. Maybe the Peshmerga got him. Maybe Russia got him. Maybe
Rush Limbaugh got him.
Putin rode in on his bear, and he, like, cut his head off himself without a shirt on. He's like,
Vladimir Kuchut.
You know?
It was a drone.
The lieutenant of the Islamo Klux Klan, the IKK. Yes. Yes. ISIS is nothing but the brown clan. Clan with the tan. I don't understand.
Clan
that rhyme.
With the tan.
I didn't mean it.
I like that.
I didn't mean that.
Clan with the tan. They like to go to church chicken. Clan with the tan.
If you're white and you have anything else to say to other people other than white, you're racist. Even if you say Gesundheit, fuck you, racist. Like, wait! No, I was just blessing you. Fuck you and your God. I don't believe in God, you racist. Wait, what? Jesus
are
was born. I don't fucking know. I've never seen him.
Are you trying to hit me?
Brown eyes with woolen hair. I don't know. I've never seen Christ, so I can't say. I mean, he's in my dreams. I hug him and hold him and kiss him and squeeze him. You know, I don't know. Christ is
Did you sit on his lap?
Christ is in the cat that I feed. I'm going to tell you, I feed this cat that's been coming around, terrorized by the neighbor's kids, by the way. He comes around, and the cat, you know, he's black, and he's been warming up to me. I let him in the house, and he's scratching a little bit. And I'm like, don't! But he really likes my roommate. It's a boy cat. And speaking of roommate, you know, I'm not going to say anything, but lately kids have been, okay. You can relate to this. Well, I'm not going to bust you out, but back when, and if, I don't care, I've got nothing to hide. Back when I was early, you know, late teens, early 20s, very early 20s, maybe mid 20s. All right. A little bit after that too. I smoked the herb. Not something I'm proud of. Now, back then, it was weed. Just, period, weed. period, you would go to your friends and you'd go, do you have any weed? And they'd go, no, let's go get some. And then every time you get a new batch, you're like, well, this one costs more. Why? I don't know. It gets you higher. Oh, okay. Let's smoke it. Let's roll it up. So, you know, there's the process. You got to pull the paper out. You got to break the weed up. And while you're waiting there, you're like all huddling around like three dudes in a porno around this one chick with hard-ons. Like, yeah, hurry up. You're all jerking off around the chick. Meanwhile, your buddy's trying to roll this joint. Like, wait a minute. Get your dicks out of my face. This ain't a porn. No. And you're waiting, patiently waiting for this guy to roll this thing up. And that was the fun of it. Then after you smoke it, you get high, you drive around, you get burritos, you come back, you watch the Three Stooges, you go home and you go to sleep. And that was weed. That was just weed. Now, oh my God. Yes, now it's Blueberry Brackenbush, the Bomb Dank Chronic Over Easy. It's wax, it's dabbing, it's like smearing it in your nostrils. It's like putting a weed suppository in your butt. It's scientific now. It's they make wax that you put in a fancy glass crack pipe and then smoke it. And that gets you just as high, if not higher, than rolling it,
what?
Having the smoke, sharing it. Oh, and the thing was, you can, as you're passing the joint, you feel the wetness of your previous friend's saliva. Wasn't that just awesome? That was yummy. You were like, oh, I don't mind. We're getting high. I love you. I don't know where your mouth has been 2 days ago, but I'm going to smoke this joint right after you.
Backwash crack pipe.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I've ever shared my drinks with, you know, but back in the day, you know, when you're, yeah, that's backwash, back weed. You smoke just weed. Now when you go, there's like all these different strains. This one's a purple color. This one's plaid. This one will make you do head spins. This one you can walk on your eyeballs. This one gets you high but not paranoid. This one gets you paranoid but not high. This one gets you neither. It's fake. This one does this. This one does that. Oh, and then we can clear out your system so you can cheat. Oh, okay. Oh, good. You know, because, oh, I got a cannabis card. Why do you have a cannabis card? Well, some people honestly have issues. Now, some people get migraines. Some people have cancer. Some people have joint issues, things like that. Okay.
Some don't inhale.
If it's been proven that you have a legitimate need for cannabis, go for it. Fuck it. If it makes you more tolerable, less of an asshole, please knock yourself out. Me,
my mom,
I don't
know.
It was, there you go. If it's a general need, now most people like, I have cataracts. You're fucking 18. How do you have cataracts already?
Too
I have
much
chronic
the
syphilisitis.
Monkey.
You're fucking 21. I have chronic syphilisitis. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like, I don't understand what the fuck is, you know, what's up. Admit it. Just admit it. If you don't have a medical reason, you fucking want to get high. Simple. I could respect that. You want to get baked. You want to eat Funyuns. You want to drink soda. And you want to go to sleep. Great. Just admit it. But don't sugarcoat it with, well, you know, years ago I was dropped. I came out of my mom's vagina sideways. So I need to smoke weed because of, you know, I have an extra toe.
Bad karma.
We're about to close this out, caller. I want to appreciate everything. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate everybody listening in, all three of you. I'm sure my mom is going to be calling in. And
I love you.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter @ComedianBillyBo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.